On the show today, we have FIS's very own Bill Hampton talking about their NAFQ Services Innovation Award win for their digital issuance service. Really cool stuff here, so check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page is just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and we are in the midst of an award winner, Mr. Bill Hampton from FIS. Bill, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
We're doing all right for a Thursday. Yeah, it's not bad here. We're diving into the holiday season and dealing with the pandemic, and oh my gosh, it's still kind of nutty out there, so be very careful. Be very, very careful.
Hard to figure out what we're more excited about, putting 2020 behind us or starting 2021. So we'll just go for the looking forward with excitement.
I agree. And you guys are pretty excited because you guys are recent winners of the NAFQ Services Innovation Award for your digital issuance. But before we dive into the digital, I mean, before we dive into that, I mean, how does it feel to win this award? Congrats, by the way.
Oh, so first off, thank you.
You're welcome.
Secondly, this is a big deal to us. It really, really is. There's so many people that work so hard, right, on behalf of our customers and in general in the credit union division. We're so excited to be partnered with NAFQ in general, right, to help the movement move forward. So we're honored to be part of it. But this award and the process that goes into it is a thing for us, a big thing. So on behalf of the entire development staff and our product team and the leadership team, and especially my colleagues in the credit union division, we are super excited because this is a really affirming statement from an organization we have a tremendous amount of respect for.
Yeah, validation for sure, for sure. So tell us a little bit about digital issuance. Tell us about the coolness of it and how it works at credit unions and how it benefits them.
Yeah, so I'm so excited about this. So there's digital issuance, which we'll talk about, but then how it leads into card modernization and kind of the timing is what we'll move to from there. But
yeah,
to answer your question, think of it this way. You need a new card, be it something happened to your old card, you lost it. Better yet, you've opened an account with the credit union online. You're anxious to get going. Digital issuance allows the credit union to push that digital card to that member's wallet immediately.
Wow.
Right. If it's the case of a replaced card, all the PAN information is still there. Nothing changes. They get that electronic card. It pushes it into their electronic wallet, which immediately tokenizes it. So we have a security issue there, and they're able to use it day one. So first off, to just eliminate the lag time, because when you talk to credit unions and you talk to members, right, getting a new card for whatever reason is a moment of truth. Right? That's a proof point that they've made the right decision to work with the credit union. So stepping up to that moment of truth and fulfilling it so quickly, quite frankly, used to be a huge advantage, but now it's almost like you have to have it. So
expected, yeah,
that card gets to their phone, their wallet, it immediately becomes tokenized, immediately gets into the wallet. They can use it right away. But the cool part is automatically we'll order up a physical card, and we'll stop all card present transactions until that card is delivered. So you get a little extra spin on security when they get it. And it just, well, here's the deal. I'll let the stats speak for themselves.
Sure.
30% of people that get a card issued digitally use it the day they get it.
Oh, I would be all over that. Yeah.
Right. 50 or the rest of them, 70% use it within the first 5 days. Compared to the way you and I grew up getting our cards, it's 53% faster, which is huge.
Completely, completely. I mean, my wife is notorious for losing her card, and we won't get into that. That's a whole another story. But just the challenges that arise from it, and then she's like, "Well, can I borrow yours? And can I do, you know, that whole thing?" And it's like, but with this, it's like, boom, you're back in business. You're ready to go. Instantly almost. So that's such a huge weight off of people's shoulders from, you know, traditional means, right?
Well, I mean, credit unions' mission are to enable the communities, right? To be that bridge between the people and the financial system. So I can't think of anything that makes a moment of truth, right? I want to do business. I need to go about my daily jobs and functions. Boom, here, here's your card, right? Go, be secure, be safe. I'm not going to interrupt your flow.
Right.
It's all about convenience and instant gratification. I one of the things I'm very excited about.
Yeah, and to have it show up on this thing, you know, instantly, I'm like, are you kidding me? That's magic.
So think about members under the age of 45, right? Let alone you know some of the other younger groups, but 63% of them are telling us now that post-pandemic, they are completely willing to do business on that phone. We know millennials, 97% of it do all their banking on that phone, and we know that over half of them start every transaction on that phone. But to hear folks in that kind of sweet spot, right, are willing to do this, and the pandemic was one of the reasons why, I think is huge.
Yeah, no doubt. The timing, oh my gosh. And I'm using this thing everywhere I can, so I don't have to touch anything. So it's just, it's wonderful. It's wonderful what, where we're going with all of this type of stuff. So can you share with or tell us the importance of card on file?
Great question. And I think to us, they're very much linked. So we talk about card modernization, right? So the concept that a member is going to see a card with an EMV chip that can act contactlessly and is in their digital wallet, to them, that is the safest environment they can be in. And so when you look at trying to urge the use of debit online, for example, it makes a huge difference with the state of mind and feeling they're there, that they're safe. Card on file is the new battleground, in my opinion. So if you've downloaded an Apple Card, if you went that way, you've probably noticed, even when you're in a card not present transaction, e-com, even if it's on a computer, it'll default and ask you if you want to use your Apple Card. And that's because that card has pushed its way to the top on file. It's using 3D Secure to do that. It's a great transaction aid, but it's not helping our credit unions because that Apple Card has bullied its way to the top of that card on file.
Right. Yep.
Knowing that the majority of people that credit unions are seeking to serve and certainly seeking to attract are starting everything on that phone, it becomes the launching pad. So now credit unions are in the game. They're in the fight. They're at least on even ground. And that way their expertise, their brand, their service, it has the opportunity it deserves to make the impact. I think that that's one of the most important parts of this process.
Yeah. And so something like this can really make that card top of phone, so to speak, you know? So, I mean, that would, and that's, I mean, that's everything these days. Cause once, I mean, I know from my behaviors, I mean, once I have that card top of phone, I'm using that card all the time, you know, digitally. So, and I don't want to mess with changing the card or anything, even though it's pretty easy, but it's still, you know, once it's there, it's set almost. So is that kind of what you guys are finding too? Is that so important?
Yeah, absolutely. So especially now that we've incorporated WorldPay and we see the entire transaction globally, right? We are seeing the behaviors. And so streaming services come to mind, which have obviously really boomed during the lockdown and the pandemics. They were really kind of first on card on file and making sure that they made it easy because nobody wants to log in using that infuriating little menu in your remote. So the easier we've made it for people to replace cards or have cards renew automatically with streaming services, we've noticed that digitally issued cards and cards other than Apple are starting to fight their way in for those transactions. And we think that's very much because they're showing up on that phone first now.
Yeah.
Right. So it's easy to take that from the phone into a streaming service. That's just one of many, right? But the one that's more near and dear to my heart and my kids and my wife's heart as we stream everything.
Yes, we're same boat for sure. And the pandemic pretty much pushed us in that direction as well. What are the goals of this technology or service? I mean, obviously, it sounds like this is becoming the primary way to pay for things. So is this the goal there? Is to make this kind of a, you know, this digital and then having this digital issuance be there and to kind of prompt or prioritize the digital payment? Is that kind of the goal here?
Well, it is. And that was very well said. I'll take it a step further.
Sure.
We believe that it is kind of our moral duty here that we have such a broad scope now and reach, and we want to bring that and make it available for credit unions, because now the service, the value proposition of a credit union was never more important than it is now to be there for the members in the community. However, how do you translate that normally in person touch point? How does that transition to a digital world? How is that going to look 5 years from now? We feel like we're just trying to give credit unions an even playing field for them to continue to promote their value proposition and do the good work they're doing. So our goal was to keep them in the fight and level that playing field.
Yep.
So what they do can reach more people faster.
Yeah, and technology like this certainly does that for sure. Last question for you. Where can folks find out more about digital issuance from you guys? Where can they go find out more details?
That's awesome. And again, our desire that everybody out there has this, but you can go to our website. And we have a great site at fisglobal.com. We have a great site that is a separate for credit unions, and there's a lot of great information here, a lot of downloadable stuff. We've got an ebook that's really handy.
Oh, cool.
And then, you know, contact, if you're a current customer, contact your strategic account manager, or trust me, we're probably contacting you.
Okay. Indeed, sir. All right, Bill, many thanks for your time, and congratulations again on the award. Well-deserved. This is really, really cool technology that really just adds value to a credit union out there for sure. Adds to the stickiness of it. And so I think it's good for everybody, especially in the times we're in right now. So appreciate the time, sir.
Well, again, thank you so much. And I want to thank NAFQ. I want to thank everybody that chose us for this award. And I want to thank all the colleagues here at FIS that worked so hard for this. But as I said in the beginning, we're honored to be a part of this. And this recognition is, like I said, validating and affirming that, you know, we're making a difference, which is really important. So thank you.
You are indeed. All right, Bill, I'll let you get back to work. Appreciate the time. Well done. Keep up the good work too. All right. This is good.
Hey, stuff. Thank you. You too.
All right, we'll do our best. Thank you.